all the fun things to do with the fam in Connecticut this weekend, it's the Feed. Star 99.9.
Heading into the first weekend of spring. Spring has begun, and March is all about St. Patrick's Day, all the different parades that are happening. Every Friday, we talk to Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram, at Megan Schinella, about all the events happening this weekend. What's going on, Megan?
I am really happy that spring is here, Kevin. This is my time. And then before you know it, it's summer, which I love too.
Me too. I'm glad we finally made it. The clocks are turned, and we're ready for warm weather.
Yes, and the kids get to play outside a lot more, which improves their mood and my mood.
And I always say, when these St. Patrick's Day parades start, that's when you can start to feel the springtime coming. We've been in a bunch of them every single weekend in March, basically. So last weekend, we had Milford in New Haven that was super fun. It was great to see all the listeners in Milford. And yeah, it's just fun to get out there in these different parades. And then they're still happening. It's funny how they happen all month long.
Yes, even though St. Patrick's Day has passed, there is still one this weekend, and it's the Greenwich St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's on Sunday at 2 p.m., beginning at the Greenwich Town Hall. And this is a classic one I've gone to. It's been around forever. And I think Star's going to be there too, right, Kevin?
Yeah, you can look for the Star van. We're going to be in there playing music. You'll see it going down right through Greenwich, right on the parade route. So when you see the Star van, take a video, take a photo, tag us, and yeah, it should be fun.
Great. And then also this weekend going on Campfire Spring Equinox. That's on Saturday, 1 to 2:30. It's at Earth Place in Westport. And families can gather around the campfire to roast marshmallows and make s'mores. You can participate and meet animal ambassadors. And they have a guided activity. There's a different theme for each campfire. And I know my kids are a big fan of making s'mores at night, but this is during the day, which is really cool too.
Yeah, the s'more, that sounds like a really fun event. I just love a campfire, whether it's winter, spring, summer, just having a campfire is just a cool atmosphere.
Yes, and I could eat s'mores all year round too.
Same here.
And then also this weekend at the New Canaan Library, the Norwalk Symphony will be there. They're going to have an Explore brass instrument demonstration Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., and there will be trumpets, trombones, horns, and tubas. So if your kids like instruments or you want to get them into music, I recommend checking out that one.
That's really cool. That's a really unique event. That's awesome. And in addition to all the different parades that have been happening for St. Patrick's Day, there's a lot of other events happening this weekend, too, that you could do with the family or the kids. And every Friday, we talk to Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Schinella. So what else is going on, Megan?
So going on this weekend, this is the start of I Love Daffodils. I don't know about you, Kevin, but daffodils just mean spring, and there's a lot of different places you can take the fam to see them. I've gone to see them in the fields in Litchfield, but going on this weekend, you can experience the vibrant beauty of Daffodil Days in the three villages of Essex. It's on Saturday. You can join a delightful stroll to see the golden daffodils, and don't miss the opportunity to celebrate spring, and there will be 45,000 plus daffodils planted and blooming.
Wow, that sounds awesome. That'll make for some great photos too for your Instagram. Yeah. And yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah, and it's really just a sight to see. And I know also there is a field of them that's going to be blooming in, I believe it's Old Greenwich, and also in New Canaan where I live too. And it's just, again, spring is here, great for photo ops and all the above.
Nice.
And also this weekend, Alice in Wonderland Jr., that will be at the Bedford Middle School in Westport. They have showtimes all weekend long, and I have some mom friends that have been working behind the scenes there to get this show ready. So if your kids like Alice in Wonderland, I highly recommend going to see the show this weekend.
That's such a fun performance to see how different, you know, groups interpret it and how they do the, because that's such a fun story to see live. That's awesome.
Yes, I know. It's one of my all-time favorite Disney movies, for sure. And then finishing off this week with a mom quote. I know it's your fave. Are you ready for this week's, Kevin?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Okay. I'm about to start my own YouTube channel just so my kids will start listening to me.
That's so funny because I've definitely thought about that before. I'm like, I should make a video saying like and just put it onto their like little iPad that they have. Just me telling them what they're going to have for breakfast and everything.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Yes. Now, Is Grace into YouTube? Does she watch any YouTubers?
Not a little bit. So there's like the YouTube Kids app, and she's into like slime lately. So it's been a lot of slime videos. Yeah, usually she's on like the regular. She has like her regular shows on Disney and Netflix or whatever. Okay. But but I can feel it. Like the YouTube era is coming.
I feel like it might be coming soon to your house. And I know my son, he's 8. He watches a few YouTubers. Dresser, I think his name is. He's a basketball one. I'm probably saying his name wrong. It's just so funny how they sit there and they're so fascinated with these YouTubers. And then there's one that you can watch about like crafts, and then like they like unwrap toys. It's like pure entertainment for these kids.
And the other thing that I feel like goes through parents' heads are, how come we can't just do this and make all this money? Let's start our own YouTube channel.
I know. Yeah, Nico did ask, can I start my own YouTube channel? I'm like, ask your sisters to set it up.
All right, awesome. Everyone have fun whatever you're doing this weekend. And Megan, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week at Megan Chanel on Instagram if you want to check her out.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.